Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
Here's a fun topic. Let's talk about religion.
What?
Religion's a great topic to bring up on our show. We have somebody with an it's Other People's Problems, OPP for short, and there's a religious difference with someone in her life. So we're going to try to help her out with that. Claire?
Yay.
How can we help?
So I am an agnostic. One of my best girlfriends is Christian, and I get it. I'm very familiar. I understand that her religion's really important to her, and I don't begrudge her that experience at all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've found commonality regardless, right? Up until recently, where she just... there's been this pivot, and she's been on this mission, it feels like, to convert me. And it's just gotten to a point where I don't want to discuss it anymore. And I think that not wanting to discuss it might end our friendship. Discussing it might end our friendship. Like, it's gotten really bad. And just because of my experience with organized religion, it's like, feels like they're kind of culty, and it's like you're either a believer or you're under the influence of the dark side, and you know what I'm talking about. So she doesn't get it. Like, she doesn't understand why I'm really uncomfortable by this, and we used to be really good friends, and I don't want to lose this person that I feel in some ways I've kind of already lost.
Claire, just go get saved already.
Oh, God, Claire. It's not a bad idea.
Right?
Hedge your bets just a little bit. Is agnostic, I'm a little kid. Like,
me too.
So does that mean you don't believe, like, atheist means you're just like, hell no.
On everything.
I don't believe at all. But are you just sort of like
indifferent?
You're like.
So agnostic, like I'm spiritual, believe there is a higher power, but not necessarily one that has a religion that is affiliated with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's agnostic.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So, you know, so it's like just kindness, live and let live. You know,
this is,
and that's where we used to have a commonality, but it's just become,
it is,
not that.
So I have
anymore.
Some super religious friends, and I grew up Catholic, which is not super religious necessarily, but like, it's one of their jobs to convert people.
Save
like,
you.
Right.
Like, that's why the Jehovah Witnesses, I have friends who are or were, they're the ones who actually read the Bible and interpret it and talk about it and like really get down in the weeds. And they go out every day
tracting.
And knock on doors. What do you call it?
Tracting.
Okay. Yeah.
Latter-day Saints do the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that, like,
spreading the word.
Yes. Trying to save you.
It's so she's sort of
doing a good thing.
She's doing her job
in her mind.
In her, yes. I mean, I'm just trying to get, I mean, and I'm sure you know this, Claire, you sound like a learned person or whatever, but like in her brain, she's like, how awful for her best friend to burn in hell. Right. So she just wants to, how do you tell her to not, cause it's worst analogy ever, but it's not. CrossFit people. it's like they want you to not be fat, and they just won't stop.
Yes.
Please come to my gym. You got to come to the gym. Oh, it's a free day. Come. Oh. It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking your Kool-Aid and putting a purple blanket on and my Nikes. And
even though,
like,
it might be best for you.
Completely. Yeah. Yeah. But the more you push it on me.
There it is.
The more I'm like.
So Claire, she lives her life like based on religion. You guys, it's always coming up as topics. You guys are always doing things that probably she can't. Is that can't? Why can't? Okay.
Yeah. How do you go back to the boundaries that you had before? Is that's basically what you're asking?
Yeah,
is like,
yeah.
I want to.
This is actually really funny because my mom is in the exact same position.
Oh, really?
Yes. And her friend also likes to talk about politics, and they have very different political views. So that's like a double whammy for her.
Oh, God.
And they have recently established boundaries where they're just like, we have so many other things to talk about. Wow. Let's talk about those things. And then anytime it gets brought into the conversation, my mom's like, subject change. And they just changed.
So she just says that.
Yeah. They had like sort of an agreement because they love each other. Exactly. Yeah. Huh. And so it's just like, here we are, change of subject. And then they just swipe the.
But once somebody's amped up about a subject, and it's like, you don't understand. This side is doing it. And it's like, and you got to say subject change. It's like, but I wasn't done.
I know. Right. I know. But they agreed upon it. You know, they came to that agreement together because they were like, this is just getting combative when we're together, right. And we don't want that. We're friends. We love each other. We want to hang out. So, like, we have to do this to save our friendship.
What could have happened to Claire's friend to make her? Do you think they got a new pastor or something?
Wow.
That's right. Been like something to
get out there, recruit.
Right.
Recruit.
Something. I mean,
or does Claire look bad amongst her religious peers that her best friend Claire is
friend. I got you. It's like, why haven't you been able to flip your friend? Jeez.
Okay. Like, well,
yeah. Try harder.
Right. You know, like, I think we want people, if you've been in this situation, 303-222-5423. But there, like I said, CrossFit is another one. I feel like newly converted vegans get that way where it's just like, come on, you'll feel so much better. It's like, it makes me just want to eat a steak right in front of you.
It's so like, hard because when you're passionate about something and you believe in it, you want to enlighten other people about it and get them on board. But it's just like, lead by example. Don't talk about it and shove it down someone's throat. Exactly. It just turns them off.
Yeah. It does. And Claire's about to lose a friend for it.
Right.
How much tolerance do you have left? A week or what? Like how many? Because, I mean, we're going to get people to help you today, but like I don't.
And I'm going to pray for you, Claire. So
I'll take it. If that's your way, that's fine. Just don't force that on me, you know?
Okay.
100%.
Leave me out of your prayer.
Right. Claire, hang tight. We're going to get you some advice.
It's so tough.
Right.
And I feel like it's heightened. Like we all now, the world is becoming, I believe this.
Yes.
Like we,
it's
like,
polarizing. Everything is polarizing.
And if you don't believe it along with me,
then we can't be friends. Right. And it can even be as we can agree on every single thing. And if we disagree on one, it's canceled. It's gah.
You have no more value.
Yeah. And just now I started to say G-O-D and I stopped at gah because I didn't want to be on a side. Help! Okay. So Claire, if you've been in a situation where your friend, it doesn't have to be God.
It doesn't. There's a lot of other.
Maybe they started selling Amway or whatever. That's like the same thing. He's like, you got to get it on the ground floor of this thing. If you can help shut this person down so they can remain friends, or is Claire just doomed?
Aww.
Bailey?
Yay.
What do you think?
I think that religion is something that's really hard because it is so personal. Because, like, for me, I am a Latter-day Saint. I'm a Mormon, which is, like, known for pushing their religion down other people's throats, right? Okay. But for me, I just think it's such a personal thing, and I would never go out of my way to talk to somebody about it unless they ask me a question.
Nice.
And especially for a friend that's been, like, a friend that long, like, you are who you are. Oh, sorry, my kids. You are who you are, and I think that's kind of crossing a line. Like, they've been friends for a while, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They've been friends for a long time, and this is just ramping up right now, be it that everybody's triggered or whatever it is. But
yeah, I think that's really, I don't know, I think it's a personal thing, and maybe they should set some boundaries and not talk about it.
Good luck. But thank you for the call, Bailey. You may now attend to your children once again. Brie Lynn.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yeah. I got married in September, and my best friend, who I asked to be my maid of honor, was Catholic. She found out that my husband was baptized Catholic as a baby, but did not continue with the faith, and I'm not Catholic. Because it was not a true wedding under God's eye, she refused to come to the wedding.
What?
Whoa.
It's not her wedding. It's yes. your wedding. Like,
it was very, very tough.
Oh, man.
We talked about how tough it was. We set those boundaries, like you were talking about before, and now we are closer than ever. She's had a baby. We hang. And because we went through something tough together, we got closer.
Wow. But if you had a baby and you didn't baptize it, would that, or is your boundary, it, like you've set it up where it's like, don't even ask me if I'm baptizing?
Yep, that's the boundary. Don't ask me. And she's okay with that now.
And you guys are stronger than ever, so you didn't push the friendship away. It brought you all to...
Good for you.
Wow.
That's awesome. You know what? Maybe she was right because now I'm getting divorced.
Oh.
It's all right, but, you know.
Well, the good news is you still have your friend to support right. you through
That's
it.
True.
And divorce is so
Absolutely.
Much easier if you didn't do it in the church.
Okay.
Because right. like, now you just have to do the legal divorce. If you do it in the church, then you have to go in and say, like, hey, I need you to absolve the wedding. They have to, like, you have to get divorced in the church. There's a whole other
it's harder
thing
than...
if you want to do it again.
Dang.
It's way harder
Absolutely.
Than the legal one. Yeah. Thank you, Bree Lynn. Appreciate the call. She sounded a little raw still.
Yeah.
John?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And ma'am. What do you think?
Well, I've had a friend, one of my best friends. I've been an atheist my whole life, and he's into all kinds of weird religion stuff, and it's always the end of the world. And for 40 years, he tells me the end of the world, and this is going to happen, and all these things never happened. And my dad and all of us told him, dude, you've been wrong your whole life. Why don't you? And we tell him science facts, and he still don't believe it. And you got to just tell her that faith-based people are never going to, you can show them facts or whatever, and there's no global warming, there's nothing. You can show them everything, and you just got to ignore it. And we just laugh at him, and now it's just a joke.
How can you stay friends with him when he won't drop it?
Because it's hilarious.
Okay.
He's wrong so much. You have to see it to believe it, because he thinks the world's really in bad shape and Jesus is coming. And I said, well, you told us that in, you know, 2001 and then 2006 and then, you know, 2013. Then the Mayan calendar ended.
Yeah, that was a close one too.
Yeah.
Each time that it almost ended. Well, it's good that you can hang with them with opposing views. We appreciate the call, John. Aspen.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think that they should just be honest with their friend, because if they're a true friend, they're gonna want to be understanding, and they're gonna, even if they don't, you know, take on it as themselves, they're gonna want to support their friend. Because I'm a kid and I'm atheist, and I've had people try to force religion on me even in school, and I think it's okay to support them, but if you don't feel the same way, you don't have to do it. I just think that if they're a true friend, they're going to support you.
Wow.
Nice. Pretty mature.
Yes.
Thank you for the call, Aspen. Amber was asking if you guys could post as many CrossFit gyms as humanly possible on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.